Let's talk next about Bolton Wanderers, because we've been following the financial saga of the club for a few years now. The club's been in massive debt, still is in massive debt, was recently bought by a consortium which has ended up having very public disagreements about how the club should move forward off the field. Earlier this month, fans became worried when the club's financial reports revealed it needed between £25 and £30 million, or at least the supporters' trust said it needed £25 to £30 million to see them through until the end of the season. So now the fans have acted on that and have apparently made the Macron Stadium an asset of community value. Ian Bridge is the chair of the Bolton Wanderers Supporters Trust. Good evening to you, Ian.
Good evening, William.
First of all, before we get into what exactly you've done, can you tell us what an asset of community value is?
Well, there was an act passed fairly recently called the Localism Act, which allows any property or any structure, anything, any land that is a community benefit to be passed as an asset of community value. And what that does is it gives the people who register the asset with the local council — this is something that's granted by a local council — gives people that pass put the nomination in, it gives them an opportunity, if that piece of land or structure or building or whatever was to be sold by the owners, it gives them an opportunity to register a bid or a desire to bid for it, to keep it in the community. That period of time is 6 weeks after it's announced that it's to be sold. And then if that particular body decides that they want to go ahead with that, after that six-week period, it's extended for a further 4.5 months, giving you 6 months in total for the community society to raise the funds to bid for the asset.
OK, Ian, so you've put the application in. Have you heard back from the council now?
Yes, we heard yesterday from the council that it's an 8-week period usually from the nomination going in to the decision from the council. They have an 8-week period, and we heard yesterday that Bolton Council had agreed to the nomination, so we will be going on the list. It's a public list that's available for anybody to view at on the council website or available from the council. So, yeah, we heard yesterday that they'd granted the nomination and agreed to it.
Does this allow you to make sure that the club, the ground, can't be sold quickly and on the quiet? Does it allow you to sort of prevent that from happening or not?
Effectively, that is what it puts in place, Liam, yes.
Well, that must be quite a bonus for you. So, as a supporters trust, are you in a position to be able to buy that ground then, if it was to come up for sale?
At all sorts of things from community funding initiatives at the moment, Liam, and we do have a meeting with we've had a series of meetings, but we've got a further meeting next week with both Ken Anderson and Dean Holdsworth. So again, we'll be developing these situations and looking at what we can do. But as far as your question's concerned specifically about the stadium, I think that's one that we will be putting to the fans and see whether there is an appetite there if that situation were ever to arise.
Ian, thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon. That's Ian Bridge, the chair of the Bolton Wanderers Supporters Trust. The Macron Stadium has been listed as an asset of community value, which means they have a little bit more time, the Supporters Trust, if the ground was to ever come up for sale, to be able to put a bid in to buy that ground.